Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wonder what to do with your moon pies. Well, I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 12-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Drop, keep a screaming for more.
Dragon Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Wise boy, you're drinking wine. Wise boy, you're drinking wine. Why don't you pass that bottle with me? Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Morning.
Good morning, man. Are you in a rush?
Yeah.
Running
well,
in a rush.
The traffic light out there just was stuck for almost 10 solid minutes.
Oh, man.
But you look good, man. All dressed out,
yeah.
Look at you.
What y'all dressed up for?
Did I am going to the Lunar New Year celebration at Santa Monica Catholic Church after the show.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, good for you. You look. I've never seen you look like that in a long time.
Clean up good, so, dude. Yep.
Yeah, you clean up good for out there in the woods, staying out there in the woods. So. Yep. I thought maybe some Kubota skid skimmer had the traffic blocked up there, and yeah. You were trying to get in. So
that was like the OJ Chase
he's like the football player. All the athletes now, they leave the name brand of the clothing on their sleeve. Now
you were also always supposed to do that.
No, you don't.
No, you never don't remove the label off the.
Here we go.
I've never done that. That didn't happen.
Well,
the last
that's
couple
because
years.
You buy your jackets from Walmart.
No.
Dirt cheap.
No. I've got some good
Goodwill.
Some great stuff. I got some great jackets. But anyway, happy Mardi Gras, Stu. I know you love Mardi Gras.
Happy Lunar New Year.
And happy Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Six more weeks.
Had a friend who used to always take Groundhog Day off as a religious holiday. And they'd say, well, what religion is that? And he goes, I'm pagan.
God,
I hang
believe
out.
It or not, I have wine pairings for groundhogs.
Really?
Yep, I certainly do.
So what goes, meaning, did you
well,
have
you know,
before?
Groundhog is a game, wild animal, and if the meat's going to be dark and it's going to be, a gamey tasting. Yeah. So you want heartier wines. You want like a Pinot Noir. You want Burgundy. You want Mourvedre. You want, someone said Malbec. I don't think Malbec is going to work well with it. Beaujolais Cru. You want Syrah. And all those pair well with dark, gamey meats like that.
Oh, okay. You're serious. I thought you were not.
No, I'm serious.
I didn't know they cooked.
Hey, look, they eat all the settlers.
And this is the only country where people only eat four animals. Every other civilized nation eats anything
that
tastes
moves,
good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Unless you're from South Louisiana, then you eat everything. Just go to a boucherie one year.
I believe it is Genesis 33:3, where the Lord says, I give you everything on the planet to eat. You should eat it all.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be picky, oh, I don't eat lamb, you're defying the Lord.
Well, how about bugs and ants, chocolate-covered ants?
Everything,
like that,
you know? Exactly. Everything. Yeah. Well, in the next 100 years, you know, if we don't curtail the population, that's what most people will eat.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
Now, well,
there's
everybody's
no avoiding that.
A lot of people turn to vegetarians and
yeah, not 10 billion people.
No.
It's like 12.
Oh, well. Anyway, I won't be one of those. That's for sure. So we are. Mardi Gras is amongst us. We're in it. I don't live downtown anymore, so I don't feel it like I used to.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you.
What you're saying is you don't have a headache. You remember how you got home last night.
I remember where home was.
Yeah.
So, anywho, we got Danny Calametti calling at the bottom of the hour. I'm looking forward to next Saturday. I'm going to be judging at the Chili Cook-Off at the Flo-Bama. the Floribama, and I've been wanting to get over there for quite a while because there's a bushwhacker with my name on it calling me. And, I, you know, you just get to craving for something.
Is it the first bushwhacker or is it the seventh bushwhacker?
I don't know. I'll go through them until I find mine. How about that? But, no, I'm looking forward to it because I actually have been craving to get over there and enjoy sitting on the beach, looking at the beach. I'm not much sitting on the beach, but looking at the beach.
It's uncomfortable.
And drinking a bushwhacker.
Yeah.
And listening to some good old music, Big Earl music or whoever's playing on the stage that day when we're there.
Sand is very uncomfortable. It's not.
I don't mind it. It's just, I don't want to get out there sitting in the sun. But it's going to be a beautiful day, though. Inside or out, it's always great to Floribama. But anyhoot, what's going on you in your world, Stu?
I just told you.
That's not.
Other than nothing that, ain't new. Nothing new.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that was a fun show. All right, let's see.
So you had you're late today because you not only the red light,
out
but
to a flat tire.
Your shirt looks kind of pressed. Maybe you had to iron your shirt.
No, I walked outside to a flat tire.
Oh no.
Yeah, and it's going to be flat when I walk out of here.
Oh no,
folks. Public service address: the Goodyear tires that Walmart sells are not real Goodyear tires. I had a Goodyear salesman tell me that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They're $120 a piece, and you may get a year out of them. So I've got to go have this one replaced when I get out.
Definitely not a good year.
Yeah. What the guy told me is they're supposed to have four steel belts in them, but to get them to Walmart's price point, they leave out one steel belt that forces the inside wall to explode on them. I've had it happen to me on 8 tires in a row now. None of them have made it past 17,000 miles. They're 40,000 mile tires.
I wouldn't buy those anymore.
I'm not. And the road hazard warranty saves you $10.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't save you anything.
Wow.
If my tire blows out after a year, I shouldn't have to pay you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's 40,000 miles, you're supposed to get 40,000 miles out of it. And if it's under that 40,000 miles, you should have a guarantee.
But Goodyear has also told me, don't bring the tire to them. They won't service it. They won't fix it. They will not honor a warranty on it. It's not a Goodyear tire.
Wow. Just has the Goodyear name on it.
Right. And the last car I had them on it as well. Same problem. Put a brand new set on it. Within 18 months, I had to replace the entire set.
No. Yeah, I am getting ready to. Looking at tires myself for my Toyota truck, pick-em up truck. So
well, that's going to be. What is it, 16s? Are those 16s?
I'm not sure. They're big.
Yeah, they're at least 16s.
They're big, and they're going to be expensive.
Yeah.
They're going to take away my bushwhacker money. And my beer money. They're going to dig into my beer money and my beignet money. So anyway, Speaking of beignets, and Pete, have you been down to the new place there on Royal Street yet?
No, I haven't been downtown in probably 6 months. There's no reason for me to go down.
I know the Cotton State Barbecue has relocated there. What used to be the old Pullman's Bakery there on the corner, there facing Bibble Square, they've located. And they seem to be doing well there.
Good, good, good.
A lot of exposure for them. It's going to be great during Mardi Gras for them.
Yeah.
Right there. So
they're ready.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Good move. Great move for them. But Pete's Place ought to do extremely well.
Yeah. Well, if it's a better Mardi Gras than last year. Last year was terrible. No one went downtown. No one spent any money.
Yeah.
They went, they got the parade, they got their free moon pods, they hit McDonald's on the way back home.
Well, the first parade is what, the Condé's on the 14th, I think?
Yeah, they had one on Dolphin Island. They held two on Dolphin Island. The first two would be on Dolphin Island, then the first one in Mobile would be the, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be next weekend.
And guys, if you don't have a reservation by now, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Although Waffle House is announced taking reservations.
You may still be able to get in LeMoyne's. They just posted their special menu for it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, looks
good. I think I saw that.
Yeah.
I'm still dreaming. I'm still full from LeMoyne's a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and I'll be going in a couple of weeks for that
was
birthday.
That was Valentine's birthdays and Christmases for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy mercy. But, Today's going to be a pretty day. I'd love to go have brunch somewhere, but I got to finish working on my garage, putting stuff up. 251-343-0106 is the call in or text in line if you want to communicate with Sue or myself.
Sue?
Suit.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, that's us, Mike.
Hey, it is. Yeah. Still.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It ain't got rid of
nothing
us yet.
Nothing changed. So, did you know today is... You and I are big fans of this stuff.
We are?
Yes.
Okay.
Today is National Tater Tot Day.
Ooh.
Don't you
anybody,
love tater tots?
Anybody that would choose a French fry when a tater tot is available is clearly sacrificing animals to Satan out in the woods.
Well, I'm going to tell you, there's a restaurant over in Baldwin County, and they got great hamburgers, and they got a phenomenal fried bologna sandwich, thick cut bologna sandwich. But they have tater tots on their menu, and it's $4. You get a big old pile of tater tots.
What I don't understand is why don't a lot of restaurants around this area do tater tot casserole? Because it's such a tater tot area.
Well, French fries, you know, rules here, but I would, or hash browns at Waffle House.
Yeah.
I would prefer tater tots anytime.
Yeah.
And Stu and them used to do it at Lucky.
Oh, I did it for one weekend because we couldn't get potato chips.
Yeah.
That's it. But I wanted to switch to fries, and I wasn't allowed
but
to.
But I'm going to tell you what, tater tots is the bomb, and I'm going to order tater tots. If I order anything like that, I'd rather have tater tots.
Cheese tots, so, chili, you know, cheese
just
tots.
Just the texture.
Oh,
and,
man.
There's the guys who serial killers, and one of them happens to have Slurp Society now, but when they had serial killers over in Fairhope.
He just had a birthday, by the way.
They had white truffle. You know, they had white truffle tater tots. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that was great. Also, today is Heavenly Hash Day. Go to Three Georges and get you some Heavenly Hash today. You like crepes?
Yeah.
Love crepes. Today's Crepes. Crepe Day.
Crepes.
Excuse me, crepes.
Yeah, crepes.
That's one of the first things crepes, I learned to make when I was started cooking as a teenager in restaurant, fast food restaurant. Huh?
When you crep up on somebody.
The International House of Crepes.
There you go. British Yorkshire Pudding Day. And California.
Which ain't pudding, man. It's gravy.
Yeah, well,
more like gravy. Or like a
this is like
popover.
Sunken biscuits. Yeah, a little popover.
Yeah.
And today is also California Kiwi Day.
Oh, I love
kiwi.
Kiwi is the best. Man, that's probably the most world's perfect fruit. Mm-hmm. It really is.
I love them. Love them.
Yeah. I don't like peeling the darn things, but I love them.
That's the same way with shrimp. I mean, crawfish.
Crawfish is easier to peel than shrimp.
No.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not in my boat. Not in my boat.
Well, you got those little scissors sausages for fingers, so I guess it makes it a little rough.
All right, now. All right, now.
It's because you dressed up. Don't give you right.
Thank you, Steve. That makes you're absolutely right. That do we know anybody that's got a birthday?
I don't know, but you know, last week when I came on, I had done some research, found out that restaurant employees who miss work due to the weather are entitled to unemployment. I contacted the Alabama Employment Office because I went online and it's hard to do that.
Hmm. Oh,
and
asked
Tara Hutchinson, she's their communications director, for how to do it. And she says they could certainly file a claim to determine eligibility.
Right.
However, it would more than likely be denied. That's BS.
Why? She give you a
reason? Because he didn't miss enough time. Yeah, since the claim would need to be filed during the week they are out for work.
Week.
Yeah, well, they don't know when they're going to reopen. So they can't do it. Additionally, the first week of any unemployment claim is considered the waiting week, so no benefits would be paid for that week.
Right.
There are also other considerations, such as how much was earned during the week. Nothing. They weren't open.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They got maybe one day. So
it's a raw loophole, isn't it?
That's not a loophole. That's that's just wrong.
That's what I'm saying. It's raw.
If that's the policy, then whoever made the policy should be rotting in a jail cell right now.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. The money is already paid. It's not yours to keep, state of Alabama. You don't own that money. It belongs to the people. So,
we'll
have to do something
about
that.
I mean,
we will be dragging the Alabama. Keep in mind, this is the department that when COVID hit and everyone was laid off, laid their people off 2 weeks before. So no one could file unemployment for like 2 months.
Didn't know that.
Yes. And they said, well, the workers said, well, you know what? You signed up for a government job.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. Cops couldn't take the day off.
They probably
firefighters couldn't take the day off.
Right.
If you have a state job where you serve the people, you don't get to stay home first. We talked about it when it happened. And it's like, I get it. You can't have everybody in the office.
When
know what that means? That means some of y'all have to work nights now.
Working on
half of you come in from 7 to 3, and the other half work from 3 to 11. And take those unemployment claims and process them.
Look here.
They didn't do it.
Look here. Look at my situation.
Yeah.
I'm in sales.
Yeah.
I make commission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's my customers?
Yep. Restaurants.
Bars and restaurants.
Yep.
Who was closed down?
Yep.
What does that mean? I don't get any sales. I don't get commission. I don't get paid.
Yeah, but you're 1099.
No, I'm
you're W-9.
I'm not a salary, but I'm 100% commission.
You're considered self-employed though at that point.
No.
No.
So I work for a company and I only get paid if I sell. Well, the governor shuts everything down and then I have no sales.
Right.
Yeah. And so I couldn't claim anything.
Yeah.
Well, I claimed it. I got it.
Yeah.
But then they took it back.
It's like, what I do besides this? It's freelancer. It's a voiceover. That is a W-9.
Mm-hmm.
And you depend on what, you know, jobs you get.
Yep.
Guess who can't claim?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've done freelance writing, too. It's the same deal.
Yeah.
Roy's over there listening to us over at Biloxi.
Yeah.
And David Hubble, he said he's all dressed up for Groundhog Day. I thought he was a groundhog when he walked in the door there for a minute. The sun, it was that sun reflection in the back.
Yeah.
So
off the dome.
Yeah, we no get a little bit there. Of that here at studio.
If Punks is telling you seen that, it wouldn't be six more weeks if there'd been plenty of bright light, we'd have been fine.
Yeah. Well, I forgot the name of the Cajun groundhog, but it saw its shadow and
I'm sure it's Boudreaux.
And so no, it's got a different name.
Bubba.
But it was wearing beads, so it's got four weeks of carnival going on. So
yeah.
Ooh yeah.
Is so nice of New Orleans as a tribute to Mobile to throw a copycat Mardi Gras, isn't it?
Well, they said
Pierre C. Chadeau.
Okay.
God, that's his name. Pierre C. Chadeau.
Well, what do they say is the most sincere form of flattery is
imitation.
Imitation, yeah. So, I'll take it.
That's over in Broussard.
But you, Broussard?
Yeah, Broussard, Louisiana.
Oh.
Pierre C. Chadeau. Wow.
And what is it, a gopher turtle?
It is a groundhog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The groundhog for Louisiana is Pierre C. Chadeau.
There's a guy who's...
And man, do they have a recipe for it.
Yeah. There's a
guy...
As long
as he's found on the road.
Yeah.
Hey, David Hubble, if you're listening, did John Foltz and them ever do a groundhog over there at the boucherie? Or maybe that'll be something to do this year since he brought six more weeks of winter.
Make it a stew.
Yeah, well, when I was there 2 years ago, they had beaver tail.
Yeah.
Marinated in bear fat. Imagine that.
I can't imagine it. I can't imagine tasting it at this point.
Well, when they cracked the skin off of it, it looked like a white, it looked like flounder. It looked just
really?
Like cooked flounder. That meat was so white and flaky looking.
Wow.
But, I
by the taste of
it. I don't.
They said everybody get in line, and I didn't get in line.
Oh. I'm not sure it's meat, Mike.
Okay.
I think it's
gristle. Would that be more of a gristle?
It's like more like more like tendon or something, collagen.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think it's actual meat.
Mm.
I don't know.
Did they deep fat fry it?
They confit. They laid it on hot coals.
Okay.
Timber, you know, wood coals. They laid it right on top. Dave is filling me in as we're talking here.
How ironic. Poor beaver took that. Dave said
he hadn't seen any groundhog at any of the boucheries so far.
Well, that's a crime.
Well, I had rooster. I did eat some rooster when I was there.
Well, they got hogs on the grounds, though.
Well, we had hogs. We had a young'un and a mama. Mm-hmm. So that was different. So, speaking of which, I've been seeing some over there on the causeway.
And, oh, wild hogs?
Yeah, wild boar, yeah. And I've come there as the sun's going down and you're driving up, my headlights could see them crossing the road.
The flapper is mostly fat and connective tissue, according to Google.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like pork fat back in the gristle on a steak. So, interesting. So they basically grilled it, as it were.
Well, they marinated it. They marinated it in bear fat.
Marinated. So, but you said they had it on wood planks.
No, they laid it like just. They built a fire and laid it right on the coals.
Okay.
251-343-0106 is the call or text line. We'd love to hear from you.
What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh, I don't like juice. Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Say some words, Michael.
Well, hey,
you know those words.
Calamity Brothers, don't you?
Brothers Calamity.
Brothers Calamity. I get it backwards sometimes. But, hey, we got Danny on the line, and every time Danny comes on, he's always got something interesting and fun to talk about. Let's see if he can keep that up.
Unlike us.
Good morning, Danny. Well, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little disappointed with the groundhog because I really wasn't looking forward to more winter, but it's okay. We'll survive.
Well, I don't think anybody's been able to predict the weather here, so I doubt a groundhog could do it. So
that groundhog has been the least accurate weather predictor in history.
Well, I'm just glad they're not listening to PETA because PETA wanted to do what they want to do, cakes or something, different colored cakes. So anytime you can ignore a suggestion from PETA, you're doing pretty good. So I think that's about. You guys missed a history lesson though. Our friend Pete, with his new shop Le Parc Trailer, it's French for trailer park, which was invented in Alabama. The French came here and invented the trailer park in Alabama because the Frenchman figured they was going to need some inexpensive portable living abodes at the point. So
where was the first one built at? Open.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know that
probably
much.
Probably off Carroll Plantation Road.
Probably.
Yeah, but, I remember when I delivered pizza in the 80s. And the amount of trailer parks you delivered to from the Tillman's Corner store was unreal. There were trailer parks that had numbers. There was Wanda's on the left and Wanda's right. It was just amazing how many trailer parks were off Carroll Plantation Road.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that was my first stint out of college. I worked for the power company and ended up working out in that area, that neck of the woods. And So I know a little bit about that neck of the woods. Some good folks out there, but still interesting abodes.
Yeah, Travis Road used to be the most unbelievable thing because it was pretty much they went to someone and said, how high can you count? 13, there's your address. So the guy, 13 would be next door to 1428. You'd have odds and evens on both sides.
So when they got full, they went to Sims.
Moved
to Fit Sims. Yeah, what you got to talk about today, Danny?
Well, we got food bit events coming up. As you talked about earlier, we got the Floribama Super Chili Bowl contest coming up. They do a great job out there.
What are they going to do? I want to be a judge at a bushwhacker contest.
Sponsored by Uber.
The problem with the bushwhacker contest is it's like I used to say when I was down go down to Mexico. It's the first tequila that gets you drunk, because when you have the first tequila, you don't say no to the second or the third or the fourth. And it's kind of that same way with bushwhackers. You know, you end up so trying to judge bushwhackers, you know, the fifth or sixth one that you're tasting just doesn't get a fair judging. Maybe it gets overblown. But anyway.
Just keep me in mind, okay?
I will. We'll take it. So really the main thing I want to talk about is our Battle of the Bowls event. It's a first-time event. It's a charity event for the Sea Glass Initiative. So that's an ongoing organization over there, and they're really trying to fight the battle for homelessness. So they do a great job over there. And we got a number of teams. We still need a few more teams to sign up. And so one of the things they did is they waived the registration fee. So a team can sign up for free. It's anything that goes in a bowl. It could be an entree. It can be a dessert. We've got a special category if you want to use our friend Deborah's Hall sausage. That's a separate category. So we're not asking for a whole lot. We're asking teams to basically do 3 gallons to be served out, 3 gallons or something to be served out to the public. We've got a great, we're doing a little bit different with our judges. We got some celebrity judges lined up. Michelle Hillman, who is the executive director of Sea Glass, and she brings some bona fides to the table. She's a former restaurant owner and had a catering business for about 10 years. There's a New York Times best-selling author that's well known over in the area named Andy Andrews. Mm-hmm. Well, his wife, Polly, is actually going to be a judge, and she's been in the homeless arena before. She's been homeless before, and they used to work it. So they've got some real life experience in that area. Greg Alexander, the president and CEO of the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber, is going to be a judge. We got this guy that some of the folks over there know named Tony Kinnon, Mayor Kinnon of Orange Beach, is going to be one of our judges.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other guy that's got a little tiny bit of food experience. He's kind of a bacon aficionado. His name goes by the name of Bill E. Stitt. So Billy's going to be over there helping us judge for the event. So we got some good quality judges over there, and we got some great teams. Megan Bratton, who's one of our WFC chiefs, she's going to be there. There's Wolf Bay's going to be there, Uncle Swiss. So we've got some great food lineup. And am I out of time already, or we got music in the background?
No. I was researching and found the golf.com.
Okay. Yeah. So I posted some information on your website already, which I forget to do sometimes. So I posted some background information. But it's going to be interesting. So it's a first-time event, and we're expecting some good food. You know, we'll have a smattering of seafood entrees. We've got a couple of desserts coming. We got Coastal Kiss My Grits is going to be there. So I'm wondering what they may serve up. We got Hangout's going to be doing it. My friend Kathy Smith with Sipping and Skipping, she's going to be serving up some stuff over there. So it's a twofold thing. We've got some organizations that are going to be providing information about what they do to the public that come by there. Like Sipping and Skipping is our breast cancer fundraiser that we do in connection with the meeting of the parrot heads, the meeting of the minds. So they're going to be over there, and then so they're promoting their events, but then also talking about their restaurant and that kind of stuff. The beach club is going to be there. They're going to have their chef cooking for us. It's going to be an interesting time out there. So there'll be plenty of good food. It's $35 to get in and get all your eats. The People's Choice, bring a little bit of dollar bills with you or $5 bills with you, because People's Choice is going to be voted on by a cash contribution. So the team that raises the most money will get the People's Choice side of it. And the good news is 12 to 3, so you still get home in time to get set up for the big game later on that evening, so you won't miss the Super Bowl. We'll have plenty of music. It's at the Gulf, so that's right there, right before you get to Perdido Pass. So it'll be a beautiful setting, beautiful day.
Great place.
And it's for a good cause.
That's February 9th, right?
That is correct, sir.
All right.
That is correct, sir. Now, don't forget, you can come over there and have plenty of chili at the hangout, because although the teams are filled up, there's still space for you guys to come over and eat some very good chili. So that's there, and you know, we got Mr. Bailey will be working for that part of it, and he'll be filled up on chili. But Mike, you're welcome to stay around and come by and eat some food the next day too, because I know you're in for the team thing. So,
well, you know, it'd be a shame to drive all the way back to Theodore, then have to drive all the way back over there again. So I need to find a way to stay Saturday night.
There you go. I know how that works. So anyway,
just bring you a tent and camp out on the beach.
Yeah, do what everybody else does.
Stu, I might see you over at St. Monica's this afternoon. That looks in. I didn't have it on my calendar, but I saw that earlier today. That sounds like an interesting afternoon over there.
I went a couple of years ago and was blown away by it. I think that's one of the best festivals that Mobile has, and people don't know about it. There's a lot of people will be in traditional Vietnamese dress for it. There'll be dragon dances, live music. It's just really good, Mike. It's Catholic church, so they got beer. Yeah, when I sat down with the family that invited me last year, the first thing they said was, "You want a Heineken?" Well, yeah. That's totally different from my Southern Baptist upbringing.
Well, there you go.
Everything's different than our Southern Baptist upbringing. Mine was Southern Baptist. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and of course, we do have, you know, I am still don't want to forget about working with Deborah Hodges on Friday night at the King Cake thing. So, and we'll be pushing everybody to make sure they vote for her for People's Choice, remember that it's home cooking, it's not corporate cooking. So that's an important distinction when you're looking for People's Choice categories to vote for.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, on the bowls thing, what I would like is just a bowl full of Hall's Red Hot sausages squirted with mustard. I'd be perfectly happy. A bowl full of that would be
work.
Perfect.
That could work. That could work as well. So anyway, it ought to be a good time. So Deborah, of course, Deborah will be over there as well. So she'll be managing her part of the event. And it's good. You know, the team at the hangout does a great job of promoting their stuff. This will be their first event they've done down at the Gulf. So they're excited about promoting that as an event venue. So that team down there, Hal and that team is pulling their stuff together. So that's going to be that'll be a fun event. So
it's February 7th, isn't it? I believe the King kickoff.
Yeah, Friday.
The 7th there. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, next weekend.
Next weekend, busy weekend. And then after that, we'll do a little bit of Mardi Gras. I do tell folks, when people talk about New Orleans Mardi Gras, I caution that New Orleans is much more decadent. And, you know, Mobile is more family friendly, especially if your family likes to get drunk together.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's kind of the distinction that I play.
Yeah, if your family likes to spend 2 weeks in a mobile home parked under a bridge.
Can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I know. That was world-class tailgating right there. Football season was just practice for Mardi Gras tailgating.
Of course, everything in the South is practice for something else.
Yep. Did get to do some tailgating yesterday at the Senior Bowl. They had a great crowd. It was a Chamber of Commerce day out there. Saw maybe a baker's dozen immigrants took the oath of office to become U.S. not the oath of office, but took the oath to become U.S. citizens.
That's always exciting. Awesome. Always.
And probably another two dozen folks sworn in as U.S. Military folks, new recruits for the military. So lots of chants of USA, USA, and a great football game. So
cool.
It was good. So not a bad day to spend the weekend.
Well, Danny, we appreciate you coming on and giving us all this knowledge of what's happening on the Gulf Coast.
Well, happy to, guys. All right, we'll see you next Saturday.
Looking forward to it, Ben.
Tiny bubbles.
Mike Bailey, Stuart Reb Donald, devoted to the complete gastronomic experience.
I want a big butter and egg man.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
So this morning, I'm selective about my morning TV viewing. You know, if it's something I want to watch, I'll watch it. So I was watching CBS Sunday Morning, and they were talking about this farm in upstate in Northeast. They've been in business since the 1600s, growing, you know, raising ducks for mm-hmm. sale. And they've had to kill hundreds of thousands of ducks because of bird flu. And, you know, got to thinking, you know, look at all what ducks, just the ducks, they provide.
Right.
You know, they do it for the meat. Then you got the duck fat. And he said he's had to lay off so many people right now. You got the eggs, it's the exporting too, mm-hmm. you know, that it hurts. And it's not only the ducks, it's any fowl, chicken farmers. And this bird flu is just doing devastation to everything that's with egg prices, with chicken price of chicken. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, they got one solution they were talking about, and that was vaccinating the birds to cure that. But a lot of countries will not buy vaccinated poultry.
Or they don't buy American chicken at all.
Yeah.
Because of the way we raise it.
Yeah, and there are some, but they refuse to buy any that are vaccinated. Mm-hmm. But the vaccination would absolutely cure the bird flu.
But what would it do to the humans that consume it?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And there's been only one case of an actual human dying from bird flu, and it was in Louisiana. There's been a bunch of cases break out, but only one break out. How would you say the poultry, or particularly duck, because I love duck, mm-hmm. And everything about, you know, from the poultry part of it, the meat part of it,
first off, duck is not poultry. Poultry is chickens and turkeys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is waterfowl.
Yeah,
but it is an avian animal, mm-hmm. which means a bird.
Yeah,
yeah. But go on.
No, that's what you know. What other light can you throw on it other than what I've just mentioned?
Not much, really.
I've never viewed that business. I never knew that was that big of an industry. Like chicken farming, yes.
Yeah, it is.
And turkeys.
Well, keep in mind, too, that duck is considered a luxury item, so the people that pay for it. In fact, I went to Publix last night. I got two duck breasts for $20.
Hmm.
Now, you think, well, that seems awfully expensive, but how much is two ribeyes going to cost you?
Yeah.
And I like a duck breast every bit as much as I like a ribeye.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was just thinking, you know, it's healthier, way healthier than eating a ribeye. And mm-hmm. I enjoy it just as much. So if I'm craving a steak, I should have duck instead of ribeye.
Well, I love like warm duck salad. And then the bicycle shop used to do the duck nachos, warm duck nachos.
Those were terrific.
Oh, my God.
There used to be a place in Nashville called Amerigo's. It was an Italian mm-hmm. restaurant. I believe it was a chain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had a sausage and smoked duck pasta that was just unbelievable. And I guess it was just Italian sausage. Not an Alfredo sauce, but more just kind of a buttery sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Did you have a quick little text here? It says, Mike and Stu, what's the feedback on Kingfisher Seafood Restaurant in Fairhope? Worth it?
I've heard nothing but great things about it. I'll be honest with you, there's been several restaurants, especially in Baldwin County, that have opened up lately. One of them being Colt Barbecue over in Foley. They're out of North Arizona. And why they opened one location way over here when they got five, I think five they said in North Arizona, and then opened one over here.
Somebody went to Arizona, liked it, bought a franchise. Apparently,
it could have been. I talked to.
They vacation at the Gulf during the summer.
There's that. Like they ain't got no sand in Arizona. But
have sand in Arizona.
I haven't heard anything negative about that restaurant, Kingfisher. And I always, as a rule, my own personal rule, I wait a month or two before I go to a new restaurant.
Let them get their sea legs.
Because people go into a restaurant and then they'll get on social media and slam it really bad. And because, you know, they're working the kinks out.
Yeah,
they're trying to find.
I had to explain to a friend of mine one time. Even if it's something, say a Bennigan's, which is out of business, so we can use that, where every restaurant has the exact same menu, exact same floor plan, exact same equipment in it. It doesn't matter. Every restaurant has its own personality, and you have to figure out the personality of that building.
Well, it's that and the employees. Mm-hmm. You know, the food that comes out of the kitchen at night is only as good as the person cooking it.
Right.
And if they're having an issue personally outside of work.
Or just training.
Or training, yeah. Or it's a lot of
equipment
things.
Issues, man, all the time. Like the grill at Butch Cassidy's. Mm-hmm. I have some days where it cooks great. I have other days where it's on full blast and I can't hardly get anything to cook.
Mm-hmm.
That's because we don't have good gas supply to restaurants in Mobile. It was that problem when it was Mobile Gas. And now the new company that's on it has done nothing to regulate the gas flow. And I remember at Lucky, at 11:15, every restaurant on Airport Boulevard would lose all power to their gas because everyone started cooking about 11:15. The first orders came in. The gas level dropped out, and it took 15 minutes for the city to And that shouldn't happen. Right. That's because they're taking your money for the gas, but they're not keeping the equipment up to modern standards.
It's like cranking up the electricity to an area.
Well, but, with the sewage, there's a great example. They want restaurants. You have any bolt had anything oily or greasy in it, wipe it all out with a paper towel before you wash it, because when it gets in the sewer system, it clogs up.
Yeah.
Well, folks, that's not what we're supposed to do. We've been paying for the sewer system for the last 50 years for you to modernize it so that's not a problem. Fix the sewer system. You've already been paid for it. We already gave you the money for it. Everything with the government like that, you don't need new money to pay for it. We've already given you the money to pay for it. You spend it on something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree some of that.
That's the deal with all our infrastructure. That's the issue. The money's already been given to improve bridges and highways and all of that. They spend it on something else.
Yeah. Well, that's government.
Yeah, that's government.
But going back to the Fisher King, I've heard nothing but great things about it. And that building's been a number of restaurants. I remember it being Twin Oaks, and then the Gambinos had it for a little while, and so did the Grand Hotel. And Wenzel's had it for a while.
It's that building. That's a great building.
That's a great location. Yeah. Wonderful location. Beautiful oak trees. But I'm looking forward to getting there and barbecue place. And all the other, I hadn't even been to Cheeseburger Randy's yet, and he's been open for 2 or 3 months, and I've been dying to get by there. But I work over there on Wednesdays, and he's closed on Wednesdays, so I have to make a special trip.
I wonder if Randy made that decision for a reason.
Because he's open on the weekends, and he's pretty busy.
Oh, I thought he was like, I don't want that Mike Bailey guy coming in.
There's that. Folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Go support Cheeseburger Randy and all the rest of those places that we love and we haven't eaten at yet. And the ones we have. And above all.
And Chuk Mung Nam Moi. It's Vietnamese for Happy New Year. Provolone, y'all.
Provolone.